Can trees talk to each other? Do I have X-ray vision, or can everyone else see through windows too? Answers to these questions and more on this episode of
This Paranormal Life!
Yo, and welcome back to This Paranormal Life. This is the weekly comedy podcast where every Tuesday we investigate a different paranormal tale, case, or beast and get to the bottom of whether it's truly paranormal or not.
Woo!
As always, you're joined by professional paranormal investigators, Kit Greer Mulvenna, that's me, and this guy, Rory Powers, across from me. How are you doing today, Rory?
I'm doing pretty good. I've been moving apartment for the last couple of days, so that's been a bit of a stressful process. There is so much dust flying around my apartment that I'm actually wearing sunglasses right now while we record indoors because my eyes are so sore.
Do the sunglasses have to have a camera in them?
Next question.
Okay, I'm a little bit on edge on account of you're staring at me and there's a camera with a red light on it.
Yeah, well, it's just kind of like, you know how in those movies where the mob boss is given a wire to wear to the meetings? So that, I shouldn't be telling you this actually, never mind. It's for fun.
Okay, so you started one track of logic there and then right. You kind of detoured off it very fast.
No. I just thought, you know,
you're investigating me?
We don't document enough of our lives behind the scenes. Tango's compromised. RP Tango's compromised. So I think it's important
Like you're just documenting me as well.
No, I just think we should just sit down.
Should I get a pair of the glasses and document you also?
I just think we should sit down, friend to friend, and just talk about some of the incriminating shit we've done over the years, buddy.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Just maybe, let's just talk about some of the things that we've done that, you know, it'd be funny for our listeners to hear some of the illegal shit that we've done over the years. Listen up, Tango is about to
speak. You never talk like this.
Tango is about to speak. Listen, he's about to spill the beans. So I think just maybe say one illegal thing that
we've
done.
You've never put your finger to your ear and talked to seemingly not me on the podcast before.
We've got the son of a bitch now.
Okay, that's...
Tango has no clue what's about to happen.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you incriminating shit if you're clearly talking to some kind of sting operation with the police.
It's a bust! He knows!
Okay.
Tango is compromised! Me! Tango me! I eat a tooth filled with cyanide.
What's the point in having a code if you immediately just go off code and explain the code? Tango me! Me! I tell you. All right.
Tango is compromised. That means it's gone tits up.
That's not what it means, by the way. It has a specific operational meaning. I don't know what's going on there, to be honest. That's between you guys and Rory, I guess. This week, we're going to dive right in to today's investigation. Listeners, we're in Bucharest, Romania in 2004, where 34-year-old Aurel Rylanu lived with his mother in a very poor neighborhood on the outskirts of the country's capital.
Okay.
Up until this fateful day, Aurel's life had been relatively normal, and even on this particular morning, he woke up and got himself ready like usual. He was in the bathroom looking in the mirror when he accidentally pulled on the necklace around his neck, yanking it and breaking the chain.
Oh, crap!
Aurel would later recall,
I was wearing a fairly heavy necklace and the clasp broke.
He bent down and picked up the broken clasp before looking in the mirror. To his astonishment, the heavy necklace was still exactly in place, stuck to his neck. He moved around and tried to shake it off, but it wouldn't budge.
I saw it in the mirror. It was open and yet still stuck to my neck. I became curious about what was happening and tried it with other objects. Spoons, books, lighters, even the TV set, which is kind of heavy, they all stuck to me.
A TV set stuck to this son of a bitch.
I hate when you make me read the line that you know I'm gonna have problems with.
That's such a f***ed up thing to say, Rory.
He stuck a TV set to his own body and it didn't, and it stuck to him?
Yeah.
Like he's some sort of Velcro man?
Exactly like that. Rory, what are you doing if one day you wake up and you got a TV set stuck to your body?
Next question. I refuse to answer this question. What would I do if I woke up and my hands were made of f***ing cheese? Why don't we ask that?
Well, that seems never happened. And whereas this happened, very much it happened.
This is an insane hypothetical question, but a scary one. You know, I do wear a necklace, and it is made of rope for this very reason. I am too scared to one day wake up.
It's pretty
and
bizarre
find
that you
magnetic.
Wear a noose around your neck. It really is.
I'm ready to go at any minute. Any second, they're going to kick down the door and find out all the incriminating shit I did before I changed my name to Rory.
To Tango.
So I have to have the noose ready at all times.
But yeah, you do wear a necklace. This would be quite alarming if you tried to take it off, or indeed it snapped, and yet it wouldn't get off you.
Yeah.
Aurel was completely baffled by this and went to see a doctor, hoping there was a reasonable explanation.
You say you think you're magnetic? Haha, that's definitely a new one. Well, let's give you a good check over and see where we are. I'm going to have a listen to your heart.
He produced his stethoscope and began listening.
Don't you put that anywhere near him.
Began listening to Aurel's chest. But when the doctor tried to remove the stethoscope, it was stuck to Aurel's skin.
My God, I've never seen anything like this.
Aurel was confused, but also kind of tickled that he had this weird new power. He started testing it out, trying to see how heavy he could go. He found that focusing his mind on an object released a feeling of magnetic attraction.
Wow.
He started with cutlery, so he challenged himself to clear a whole table with his magnetic skin. Soon, with practice, he was lifting 50 pounds without using his hands. Another TV, to be precise. That's a world record. And we're not talking about the power of a fridge magnet here. These huge objects would hold in place as if they were glued.
Wow, so wait, so is he doing this like through telepathy, or is he like placing his hand on the object and it's stuck to him and then he just lifts his hand up? How are these being controlled?
Yeah, it's a good question. He's, I believe, placing these on his body using his hands.
Right,
okay. So he'd maybe put it to his bare chest or his back or something like that, and it would stick there, and he would remove his hands, it would stay there.
Wow, isn't that crazy?
The mental bit seems to be over, or the psychic bit, I should say, seems to be over his use of concentration. The more he concentrates on it, he seems to be able to increase the sticking power.
Right. Crank up those electromagnets inside his body.
Exactly. It's almost like he's like a skunk or something. And it, like, if they get scared, they can't help but release this, like, shit gas. But for him, if he gets excited, metal starts flying from all over the world towards him.
You know something's gone wrong when somebody asks about your superpower, you start by saying, it's kind of like a skunk. It's like, all right, say less. They start trying to back away slowly until the metal belt on their waist wall pulls them forward.
He became obsessed with making the most of his new gift. He studied himself, learning his limitations. His strongest body parts were his chest, neck, and forehead. It only worked on bare skin, but weirdly enough, he could actually pick up non-metal objects as well as metal ones.
So he's just straight up sticky.
He's a sticky guy. Yeah, I did think he mentioned at the beginning he was trying books, which seems bizarre.
Yeah.
So it is a bit of a Velcro man of himself.
Okay.
He decided to contact the most reputable newspaper in the newsstand. The Sun.
Oh, Christ.
He wrote them a letter. I mean, this is a good call. Like, you know he's contacting The Sun after contacting every other legitimate news organization on Earth.
Right.
Who wouldn't pick up the story? But we've said it a million times on this show. For anyone who doesn't live in the UK, which is more than half of our listeners, The Sun is widely regarded as a piece of shit rag newspaper, which regularly prints awful, racist, classist, terrible news.
Yeah.
It is, unfortunately, the most widely read paper in the UK.
Is that true?
Which,
God, that's sad.
Really explains a lot about this country. But one fun thing about them is that they are one of the only... Paranormal news enjoys bizarre news coverage in the UK. Most news organizations around the world do not consider the paranormal news, except for the UK. We love it here. They will happily, on the front cover of a newspaper, put a UFO story or something like that.
Oh, yeah. We don't care. It's great.
So Aurel wrote them and included some photos demonstrating his abilities. The UK journalists were so impressed that they brought him to London so they could see it with their own eyes. The audience gathered to watch Aurel walk up to the television and lean over it. I love that they were like, no f***ing about with cutlery or f***ing... fridge magnets. Get that 50-inch flat screen on your back.
Let's see if these handguns stick to his palms.
Let's see if these bullets are deflected by your skin. When he turned around to face them, the TV was fixed firmly to his tummy.
Like a Teletubby. Oh my God.
It's he turned around and screamed. It stayed. Tinky Winky was born. It stayed in place as he walked around the room to the delight of the newspaper staff.
Then the FBI agent just off screen said, "Time for Tubby bye-bye," before producing a rifle.
The firing. Red dot sight on Tinky Winky's little round head. It stayed in place for several minutes before he prized the TV off his torso with great difficulty. And for his next trick, he did the same with a plank of wood full of nails. So they were trying to kill him.
Jesus, yeah.
No, I guess it was just a disused piece of wood. Becoming magnetic changed Aurel's life. He packed in his job at the hospital he worked at and became a kinotherapist, a movement therapist. He now uses his magnetism to help people recover from accidents, although not really sure what the connection is there.
Like if there's a bullet in their body and he can just like withdraw it out.
It comes out straight through their heart, killing them instantly.
Or does he just like go to the children's hospital with a TV stuck to his belly and just kind of stand there while they all watch it? It's like, does this help? It's like, we really don't need you to pay you to do this. There is a TV stand just in the corner.
Plus, anytime you blink, the channel changes. So it's just very, very unhelpful. But as proud as Aurel is of his powers, he doesn't really shout about it from the rooftops.
I tend to keep it a secret from people in my hometown because I'm afraid of being branded a freak in their eyes.
It really shows you how X-Men was bang on. If Jesus himself came back the second coming and started performing miracles, he would be rounded up and paraded as a freak show. Society would not accept him.
Yeah, but he didn't do too many. I mean, all of his powers had lessons behind them, right? Wasn't that it? You know, so yeah. It was like, hey, you know, I'm gonna feed all these people because I'm pretty strong.
Why do you walk on water?
I don't remember actually that one. That was about faith. No, that was about faith. I believe it's like having trust in the Lord. You can walk on water. I don't know what the fish one was actually.
There was one with the fisherman. Oh, he stopped the storm, didn't he?
Yeah. So he kind of had lessons. He wasn't just like, yo, check this out. And then he just like made a tornado run through a town because he was like, and that's nothing to me. I can do way more.
But do you think that would work these days? I mean, I guess it works for like Banksy, isn't it? He just like graffiti stuff, vandalizes things. And he's like, yeah, but there's a deep message, man. And everyone's like, you're a millionaire for this.
Right. Okay. Yeah. You can get away with it if you try and say there's a message.
It's like writing an essay at school. If you can justify all your points, you get an A.
So if I like broke into a casino and stole a bunch of chips, and then when they like pin me down on the blackjack table, twisting my arm, I'm like, it's a message. It's a message about consumerism. You're saying they should let me go because I'm Jesus?
Well, it didn't happen the first time. It's not going to happen the second time.
I run out of the casino leaking fish and bread.
At the end of one interview, he made a point to make it clear he was single and looking, saying, "The last serious relationship I had was 4 years ago. I would very much like to get married.
The one thing I can't attract is the ladies. I actually repel them. They are the north to my south in terms of that's magnet lingo. You guys don't know about that shit, but I'm actually pretty big in the magnet world. I repel them magnetically and physically.
Because I attract skunks." It's a bizarre side effect. Yeah, pretty poetic.
Yeah.
You can attract all these things, and yet you can't attract love.
The one thing he can't stick to himself is a wedding ring.
Someone else has to do that. But maybe chicks actually do dig powers, because it didn't take long for one woman to get in touch. That's right, Hollywood actress Lindsay Lohan contacted Aurel over Facebook for magnetism lessons.
What?
She said, "I've always been interested in off-the-wall abilities, and this is a really interesting phenomenon. I'd love to find out more about it and try to pinpoint what causes these supernatural abilities."
Okay. I don't know what to say about
this. I feel like you're
not
taking this seriously when it's factually correct.
Lindsay Lohan tried to get superpowers over Facebook?
Yep.
I'm in.
Her goal was to learn to lift metal objects with her mind. It was why. You know, sometimes when actors fall off and you're like, oh, what happened there? Did they do a couple of shitty movies and maybe the industry forgot about them? In her case, she got pretty sidetracked pretty bad.
Look, who hasn't contacted strangers on the internet before in an attempt to try and get magnetic powers? I can't say I haven't. I've sent money in envelopes across the world at the promise of being able to do much less things than magnetically stick objects to my body.
What's like, I mean, it seems bad that you've done this more than once, but what was the most recent one?
To love. It was to feel love, to comprehend love.
So you just
love.
Sent a woman on the internet cash?
It was a man, actually.
Right.
You insensitive ass.
Okay, well, that's fine. Did it work?
No, it didn't work. Can't you tell by my cold exterior that it didn't work?
They couldn't teach you love?
They could. Well, I don't know yet because I haven't received the return package. I send the money, they send the love. Then I like.
I'm not sure that's how love works.
Then
what do you mean
eat
they
it
send
or something?
The love?
I don't know. I don't understand
okay,
how it
that's
works.
Not
either.
At all. You seem to have a grasp of how it worked when we were criticizing our role, but now you yourself don't seem to understand how love works at all.
The first package they sent, it looks like a bag of Skittles. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, to a cold hearted guy like me, maybe everything looks like a bag of Skittles. So if I have a couple more of them, maybe I'll start to feel something. And you know what? I think actually maybe you could do with a couple love nuggets yourself. So maybe don't stop judging me and have some of these.
That's a bottle of Tylenol.
Hmm?
You're taking prescription medication, sir. How many of those did you just eat?
Well, I do feel pretty loved up right now, so...
Too many, then.
Is that... How many am I supposed to have? Nine? Is nine too many?
I think you paid an Indian doctor to write you... prescriptions over the internet. I think you said, I want to feel love. And he said, I can numb your pain.
I said, what's the difference? And sent him 20K in a bag.
No, you idiot, Rory. That's not how love works. Love is...
Yeah, why don't you tell me about love then, asshole? If you think love is... yeah, you think okay, you know all about love?
Well, of course you wouldn't know anything about love. Love is indescribable. It's like I'm seeing a cherry blossom on a spring day.
That's pretty
it's actually. It's actually a lot like walking on a white sand beach.
How is
with
that
your
love?
Dog.
Right, I guess you love the dog. You could have just said the dog. It doesn't have to be the white sand beach.
It's like smelling a beautiful flower in the rain.
Okay, I think you're just reciting things that you read in a poem. I'm going to take it from here, all right? Because I think I know a little bit more about love than you do, okay? Love is everything. Love is a big old kiss on your forehead. Love is the fresh smell of a baby. Love is when you're hungover and you have a big gulp of pineapple juice and it's so cold that it makes you cry as
no,
you're sick in
bullshit.
The toilet.
No, love is way love closer is... to like, you know when you really need to shit and you just take the perfect dump?
Right. I'm starting to get this. Like, love is when you're feeling ill and you do an enormous burp and then all of a sudden your stomach feels a little bit better or you're sick everywhere and it's all down your clothes and stuff, but you're about to shower so you don't even care. That's love, right?
Love is when you piss yourself, but you don't have to worry about it because you brought a spare pair of trousers.
I'm starting to get this. Okay, I understand it now. Yeah.
I think I gotta be honest. I came on you pretty hard. Truth be told, I didn't know what I was talking about, but I think we're getting there.
We're getting close. I think we're definitely getting close. Yeah.
I do need to understand, though, because I am married and my wife is getting increasingly impatient. I don't know how to talk to her.
To the emotions, yeah. I understand. Love is like going to a playground and bursting a little kid's football right in front of his eyes and just feeling the power rush through your veins. I think that's love.
That makes sense.
Yeah. See, we know what love is.
What we're trying to say is Lindsay Lohan was clearly out there looking for love in all the right places. She actually flew Aurel out to LA, obviously. She's not going to go to Eastern Europe, apparently. And we are yet to see progress of Lindsay Lohan's mind and metal bending abilities.
Should he have been on a plane?
But
should
this
he have
did...
been on a plane, sir? I don't think that's safe or right. If I have to turn my iPhone onto airplane mode every time it takes off, a man who is half magnet shouldn't be allowed to ride on a commercial airline. Yeah. That seems dangerous.
They should have put him in a shipping container and sent him via airmail. No, not airmail, boat mail. This did happen in...
The boat crumples into a ball and sinks. Damn it!
This did happen in 2007, though, so I'm not actually sure she ever successfully learned.
Right, okay.
Rory, what do you think of this weird story so far? Human magnets?
I like it. I mean, we did a story before about people who can affect computers by touch. So why can't someone control metal with a touch?
Interesting. Yeah, we got that one. Was that the one you're talking about? It was like a listener submission?
Yes. Yeah. Someone had the power.
Oh, the sliders. Yeah,
sliders. That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Little bit of crossover, actually. You're quite right. This is the same kind of wheelhouse. You know, fascinatingly, Aurel is far from the first person to claim to be magnetic. This phenomenon has been reported at various times for generations, at least since the mid-1800s. For some, it's a natural ability, but others gain powers because of external forces. That was certainly the case for Leonid Tenkaev, a 76-year-old factory worker from Russia.
So, like, some people are just get it, like, naturally, and other people is like, your father was a man and your mother was a magnet.
Well, that would still be natural.
That would be pretty natural, actually, yeah.
Don't get it twisted. The marriage of man and magnet is not natural anything, but if you're born that way, that would be natural. One year after the nuclear disaster at Chernobyl.
Jesus!
In 1986, Leonid started picking up bits of metal on his skin.
1 year after the accident, his dad f***ed a magnet. It's like, okay, so it had nothing to do with Chernobyl.
He went crazy from Chernobyl. Even stranger, his wife Galina, daughter Tanya, and grandson Koyla all developed the ability at the same time.
Wow.
Three generations of the same family were affected by these magnet abilities. The family were examined by doctors in Russia and Japan, and their powers were deemed to be genuine. This was even reported in the Guardian newspaper. This wasn't the Sun, by the way. The Guardian wrote this a few years back. A quote from Dr. Atsi Kono. There is absolutely no doubt that the objects stick as if their bodies were magnetic. So a few years later, 300 people with magnetic powers went to a conference in Sofia, Bulgaria.
What? There's that many people?
Yeah, apparently. It was like a convention for sticky people.
I wonder if they stick to each other.
They turn into one giant ball. Our researcher Amy combed through all the descriptions of what went on at this conference and compiled a short list of all the reported feats demonstrated on that fateful day. For one, a lady named Marinella Brankova supported a 15-pound weight from her vertical palms. So if you imagine waving to someone, like your hand up vertically,
yeah.
And she held a 15-pound weight to her hand, not using her fingers, obviously.
Yeah, of course. I think I can do that. Using my hand, I can hold shit that's heavy, yeah. So.
Several magnet people could attract metal filings even while wearing thick rubber gloves.
Ooh, now that's cool.
Victoria Petrova, a Bulgarian woman, entertained the crowd by making objects move around her body in time to music.
What?
Okay. One attendee would hold several items at once on his body and was able to drop specific things when the audience made requests.
Right. So you can kind of turn off the magnets at a certain part of his body.
I like that one. I think that it's definitely demonstrates something a bit more sophisticated, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're seeing a certain level of control here. These people have got past that awkward early superhero stage where it's like, you know, you're getting ready for school in the morning and you're like, all right, finish my cereal. Oh, the spoon, it's stuck. And you're like, oh, I got to go get the bus. And then you're like banging against the side of the bus. You're like, oh, you know, you're getting stuck to everything.
Dragged along Indiana Jones style along the ground.
Yeah, these people have mastered it. They can turn it on and off at the flick of a mind switch.
People that have studied magnetism in humans say the power is most intense in the upper body. Some can pick up objects of almost any kind, whereas others require a specific material. The ability is heavily associated with Eastern Europe, seemingly because of the radiation from Chernobyl and other events. But the fact that the phenomenon predates Chernobyl means we can't say there's a clear link. But it is weird that they all seem to come from kind of Russia, Ukraine, Bulgaria, Romania.
I mean, you said, the first case was so recent and you said there was a whole convention for it. Are there any videos of this being put into action?
Oh, yeah.
I'd love it if a guy with a TV stuck to his chest walks into the studio and you just play a video on the TV. I'm like, well, the dude is enough. The guy here is enough. Got a MacBook stuck to his chest.
I lift up my shirt and I'm a Teletubby now. So behold, this is a video of 5-year-old Erman from Kosovo.
What the hell? Okay, they're placing objects on his chest and it says this kid is a human magnet. One of the things they put on him was a bowl.
They really are sticking, though.
Yeah. Yeah. This is weird. He's getting... coins are being stuck to his body, but coins aren't magnetic, are they?
No, I don't think so. Not usually.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things being stuck to him that I wouldn't say are magnetic.
This is the thing. People's magnetic abilities are definitely different from one person to the next.
Wow, that kid does not look happy to be doing that at all.
Yeah, that one's pretty bizarre, but I think it illustrates well that, these people, it's not always metal. You know, I was kind of looking at his skin as well and thinking to myself, you know, if this was some, like, greasy little boy, I'd be like, they might have covered him in glue, who knows? But yeah. His skin is actually, it appears to be completely clean and dry.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing that looks funny about it, really.
I guess we didn't see what was on the other side of the objects.
Very true.
Being placed.
Very true.
Can I do this? Do you have a metal spoon? Why? I don't think I've ever tried to place metal against my chest before.
I mean, I don't have a metal spoon in the studio right now, but let me get one.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I don't know, man. Give it a go.
Guess he's gone and got me some spoons. Just going to go ahead and... Oh, shit, that's cold. Jesus.
That little boy didn't complain. Funny that. Rory's a magnet.
I mean,
he's a f***ing magnet.
I don't know what to say, guys. It is sticking to my chest.
Oh my. Holy.
Take a picture. Take a picture.
What were the chances?
Look at that. Look at that. What the hell? I lost it, damn it. I did stop focusing my chi. That's what it was.
Hmm. You really did have it for a minute.
It's not as hard as it looks. That's what I will say.
All right, let's see you bounce a f***ing bowl on there.
Yeah, it's no TV set, all right?
And that coin isn't sticking, is it?
I don't have any coins, but the spoons did work.
All right, well, you know, thanks for that. Thanks for throwing a little f***ing spoon in the f***ing... what's the phrase?
Are you okay?
F***ing throwing a wrench in the... What's the phrase?
Throwing a wrench in the cogs, the machine. Throwing a wrench in the works.
Throwing a spoon in the machine's cogs. You know, we have talked in the past about other people allegedly able to manipulate metal with their minds. Uri Geller, probably the most famous example. We did a whole 2-part series on him. And he, if you remember, was able to bend spoons with his mind. Our researcher, Amy, has written here, it's pretty impressive on first viewing. He can tickle a spoon and it flops over like it's made of butter, but that's just a trick. You could do it yourself at home today if you wanted. All you have to do is bend a cheap spoon back and forth, and then it will eventually snap. All right, well, if you think it's so f***ing easy, Amy, I mean... We actually gave it a go on the podcast. It was actually pretty difficult.
Granted, I love that you're calling out the statements in your own case. Like, I could not be in this room right now.
Oh, everyone thinks it's so easy. Everyone thinks it's so easy. Make a video of you bending a spoon and send it to us. No, to be fair to Amy, we did give that case a double no.
Yeah, we did. We did, which is fair enough.
But all the stories we've heard, it does beg the question, is this true magnetism or anything approaching that kind of living, breathing thing have the power of magnetic attraction? It gets pretty interesting once you start looking into it, because as we might have touched on in the past, some animals do have this ability. They can sense magnetic forces. Sharks, eels, birds can get around using the Earth's magnetic field. Even bacteria called magneto... Even bacteria called magnetotactic bacteria can align themselves with the Earth's magnetic field. It's been suggested that these bacteria may have even come from another planet, like Mars. They might have arrived to Earth on a meteorite. And maybe that's how some of animals, maybe even including us, could perhaps sense electromagnetic things.
That's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool theory.
I like that a lot.
I like. I also like scientists just claiming things came, weird things came from another planet.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of that. It's a nice little cop out.
Because I think some people say that about octopus as
well. Yeah, isn't it? Or jellyfish, one of them.
I think mushrooms as well in general. Because don't they always say mushrooms? They're closer to animals than plants, man.
Really?
Yeah, because they're like they breathe oxygen like us. I don't know, some other things.
You could have a pet mushroom.
Sure.
Just walk him around?
Well, no.
You saying I could like feed him and teach him tricks and shit?
I could actually get him to work for me.
You're saying I could ride a mushroom down Oxford Street is what I'm hearing.
I could walk a shiitake down Shibuya.
You're like, I think what I'm saying is you could eat a mushroom that will make you think all of those things are happening.
But scientists did figure out that in a couple of studies, it is actually possible to turn a human into a magnet, at least for a small amount of time. If you, listen, I'm not a scientist. If you electrocute someone, not a lot, just a little bit, they will turn into an electromagnet.
Is that true?
Yep.
I've been zapped before, and I haven't felt necessarily any powers from that before.
Oh, like what were you zapped by?
I've been electrocuted. You know when you get zapped when you touch metal things?
And you best believe that's love.
Is that love?
that's what it feels
love.
Like.
I love a railing.
Yeah, or the old, I think whenever I was a kid, you know, you're putting in a plug in a socket or something, you get your finger caught in there and you zap yourself.
Yeah. I was trying to think what's the most elemental damage I've ever been dealt in my life before.
Sure.
Like a Pokemon.
Like water damage.
Yeah, water damage, fire damage. And it is for sure fire damage. I had a pretty bad fire damage accident where it was a Pancake Tuesday.
Uh-oh.
And we were, having fun as a family all together, flipping pancakes. And it was my turn to flip the pancakes. Awesome, can't wait. I've been flipping these guys for a while. Everyone had done some great flips. I thought it was my turn. I was going to blow everyone out of the water. Maybe do a triple flip, something that's never been done before. I'd been cooking all day, so my hands were a little oily. So when I went to flip the pan slipped out of my grasp.
No.
And the pan and pancake both flew into the air and started rotating.
Instinct kicked in. Peter Parker instinct.
Yeah, my brain went complete autopilot mode. And before the pan could hit the tiles, I grabbed it with both hands from the bottom, which was basically searing metal, igniting my hands, igniting my flesh. And it was awful. I completely burned the insides of both of my palms.
No fingerprints for years.
Right, that's why I haven't been caught doing any of my various crimes.
That's like a Joker origin story.
I leave a trail of syrup behind me. It's my calling card. The pancake man.
Oil, because you've been cooking all day.
The burns were so bad that, there were those burns where you have to keep them in cool water. And the second you take them out, it's like warm, warm, hot, hot, fire.
Burning
and you have to
again.
Put them back in again. So I had to, I couldn't sleep in my bed. I had to sleep on my floor. Sprawled out like Jesus on the cross with my hands in two ice buckets of water the entire night.
And of course you pissed yourself, because that's how it works.
I pissed myself before the pancakes hit the sky, my friend. So
there's no more piss to be pissed.
Yeah, all the liquid in my body completely evaporated as soon as I grabbed those pans.
I'm just imagining an Olaf from Frozen style shriek as you catch the pan.
Some pancakes are worth melting for. They really are. That was probably the most elemental damage I've ever been dealt. That was a critical hit, that flamethrower. But in terms of electric, I'm not sure. I've definitely been zapped before just doing like work in a home before, like putting in a light bulb or something. Or yeah, as you said, yeah, plugging something in.
Yeah. I mean, I always say electricity is magic to me. I don't understand how it works. You know, the weather's been heating up here. I've been wearing my Birkenstocks. I'm wearing them right now. I've got these rubber sandals on just because I like to be lazy around the house. And I don't know how it works, but because they're rubber, you know, it just, if I touch anything or anyone, I will shock them.
I thought you wouldn't because you're, because it's not flowing out of you.
I think I think I'm building up static throughout my day, and then whenever I touch things, because I'm not getting grounded, I zap things.
This is the equivalent of Sonic the Hedgehog spinning his little legs.
That actually makes it sound pretty cool.
He takes off, yeah. So if you touch me now, would you zap me?
I don't know. There's only one way to find out.
Oh, Jesus!
You have to sleep with your hands in two pails of water.
I'm pretty upset that every superhero story, you know, it's about someone befalling hardship and then being rewarded by powers. You know, they go through something traumatic that makes them a stronger person.
Right, that's kind of the hero's journey of it all.
All of my hardships have impacted me harshly.
Sure.
You know, if I try a little too hard on a skateboard, I bust my knee. Now I got a bum knee. I don't end up with a super knee that can squat 200 pounds. I just have a bad knee now.
Yeah.
If I go skiing and I accidentally try and go down one of the bunny hill slopes and roll backwards down a black diamond, I hit a tree. I have a metal rod now for a spine.
Metal than man.
Does that make me Iron Man in a way? Yes. But in only the worst possible ways.
It's true.
I'm still waiting for the big payout.
You know,
because I've had a hard life and I need the, where's the powers, you know?
I got a busy week with work. I've taken on far too much to possibly deal with. You know, my reward for getting through that hellish week of stress, an anxiety disorder. I have to go to therapy now because I broke my brain.
Yeah, that didn't happen to Peter Parker. He didn't have to confront his fear of spiders. He just became jacked. Why didn't I wake up with f***ing flapjack hands or pancake biceps or something like that? You know, that's my origin story. I burnt my hand on a pancake flipping pan.
Imagine you blowing your nose the next morning and syrup comes out.
That's my dream. That's my dream. I want things to stick to me via syrup.
That's where you messed up, though. You should have had syrup on those sticky paws instead of oil.
Maybe if
things
I hadn't
would have gone differently.
Maybe if I hadn't put them in the water, things would have been differently. I would have had like flame hands by the morning. Those were the powers starting, but I was resistant to the change.
You're so,
I was like,
right.
No, put
them
in the water. Put them in the water.
People say, you know, what doesn't kill you will make you stronger. That's just not true.
It's not true.
Don't try, kids.
And if you are flipping pancakes, hold on for dear life.
They backflip with the pan. That would be pretty dope, actually. I'd like to see that.
A backflip holding the pancake.
That would be like
pan,
a good TikTok, like being like, oh, you want to see this one? Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Then they do a backflip with the flip. Keep the pancake in the pan the
That's
whole time.
That's pretty cool, actually. I might try that.
Let's actually fire up the grill.
Do you remember your most elemental damage ever dealt?
I think
I almost drowned once as well. That was pretty bad, but sorry.
I feel like you just want to tell your story.
No, that's fine.
Okay, no. We pretty much got a no.
I was flipping pancakes in a canoe. Yeah. Okay. All right. And things actually went south pretty fast.
To be honest, I think the most elemental damage I've ever taken was probably the last time we went surfing. And you see those kids out there learning to surf. It all looks harmless. It all looks fine. If you go down on a 3-foot wave in the wrong way.
Yeah, it's pretty grisly.
I almost drowned.
There was bloodshed for sure. I mean, you also broke your wrist recently skateboarding. You could maybe count that as ground.
Rock damage, yeah.
Earth damage. It counts. What else is there? Wind? I've been blown about a bit, but yeah. not painfully so.
Yeah, what else would there be? Space damage.
Yeah, then we're getting a bit fantasy here.
So Rory, we're basically at the end of our journey of investigating the people throughout the ages that have claimed to be magnetic people, magnetic men. what are you thinking in all of this? Do you think this is a legit paranormal phenomenon where some people are magnetic? Or is this some kind of trickery afoot?
I like this story. I like the idea behind it. I especially love that Lindsay Lohan tried to get involved and turn magnetic herself. You know, it's one of those things where sometimes you become an A-list celebrity and the glitz and the glam of Hollywood just isn't enough to satisfy you anymore. And you need to become magnetic. You know, it's like drug users, you know, they say it starts small with harmless drugs and then a bit, and then that's not, they can't get high enough off that anymore.
Right.
They need cocaine. And then after cocaine, you want a little crystal meth, baby. And then eventually that's not enough. And you need to become magnetic. That's the ultimate high.
The ultimate high.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly.
Sticking a TV to your tum-tum.
So I like that. I like bringing in that element to the story. For a case that's so well documented, I was expecting a little bit more physical evidence, even in terms of scientific explanations. Because there is kind of the explanation that you said where it's like, okay, maybe it's linked to radiation because a lot of these people came from the same location. But it's weird that that hasn't been more finely defined. You know, if this, you said there's almost 300 people that came forward that can do it. How is there no similarities between those people that can better explain the phenomenon?
I would agree. I think that's a red flag in this all. And there's a number of red flags. You know, I think this is an under-investigated topic. I think we did have those Russian and Japanese doctors who looked into this and claimed that at least a couple of people they looked at were actually magnetic. So some scientists somewhere believe this. But I think some of the shade that's been cast on this is due to maybe some bad actors in the scene.
Right.
So I'll finish by showing you one of the more famous clips of a magnetic man on TV. You might remember a gent we've talked about in the past, specifically, funnily enough, in the Uri Geller episodes, James Randi. And he kind of made it his life's mission to disprove all things paranormal wherever he could. Bit of a party pooper in that way.
Oh, I do remember this son of a bitch, yeah. Wasn't he really rude?
Yeah, to Uri Geller. And in this video, James Randi is being shown people who can stick items to themselves, and he's got a little trick up his sleeve.
I'm going to ask the challengers to put the powder on their hands and on their chests, and then make the object stay there.
So at this point, James Randi is now applying baby powder to the chests of the guys who've been sticking things to themselves. And as you can see, Rory, he's having tremendous difficulty now sticking things to himself.
도저히 붙질 않습니다, 지금.
Yeah.
일단 임유승 씨의 경우는 도전 실패.
He's given it a good try as well.
수고하셨습니다.
Busted. Wrecked.
Are they all filled with the powder?
Yes.
Yeah.
We know first it's not magnetic, so it must be some other kind of energy. And talcum powder is not going to interfere with electricity or any other kind of energy. One thing is certain, it's not psychic power.
Wow, what a damning voice clip.
Should have left that till after the conclusions. Oh, what do you think, bud? Paranormal?
I don't know if paranormal abilities can all be rendered disabled by baby powder. I think that's maybe a bit of a red flag.
Okay, look, I concede. To be honest, when I started working on this one, I was certain this was going to be a double yes.
You had me there for a while. Yeah.
Because there appears to be, like I said, scientists who have said, look, I think this is real. These people do seem to be magnetic. They've done some amount of tests and we're happy. They're magnetic. But it gets so muddied by what seemingly a large amount of people who just are sticky. They've been eating pancakes and they got the syrup over on their chests and they're claiming to be paranormal.
It's like all these stories. You know, we have no idea how many genuine UFO encounters there are out there because the waters are so muddied by the people making false claims, being drunk off their ass when it happened.
Yeah.
You know, that make the whole thing a bit of a laughingstock, which we don't appreciate, all right? I know we said this is a comedy paranormal podcast, but
I'm getting pretty pissed off.
I'm getting fired up as well, and I don't appreciate actually anyone making light of the situation. It's rude, and I don't appreciate it. So stop. If you laughed once during this podcast, stop listening.
You did try to stick a spoon to yourself earlier.
Well, it worked as well. If the thought of me as a child completely butt naked with my hands in two ice buckets of water, crying as my mother fed me pancakes, if that made you chuckle in the slightest, turn off the podcast. Because you're not worthy. You're not worthy.
You're a joke. You're a joke to us.
Yeah. If the thought of me trying to flip an already pretty pathetic looking pancake into the sky and the pan slipping out of my greasy little weak nerd fingers and me screaming, "Oh no, my cake!" as it soared through the air, if that makes you laugh, turn off the podcast because you don't deserve to be here.
If the idea of me surfing in borderline 6-inch high waves, along with children who were being graceful and beautiful at doing this, if me tumbling and flailing and crying and screaming when I got the tiniest bit of salt water in my eyes and having to be rescued by 2 6-year-olds, if that's remotely funny to you, turn off the podcast.
Turn it off right now, because we didn't come here for laughs. We came here to investigate metal men. Which is a double no, by the way. It is absolutely a double no, for sure.
Just to be clear.
It's nonsense.
Shit. It was close, though, wasn't it, guys?
Yeah. You had me for a second there, Mulvana.
Before
you disappeared in a burst of baby powder.
That's usually how I leave any social situation. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode, guys. This investigation into all things magnetic men. If you are a magneto of yourself, please send us evidence to thisparanormallifepodcast@gmail.com. Or if you've just got a different case suggestion, we get many of our paranormal case suggestions from our listeners these days. Like I say, hope you enjoyed the episode, but fuck it, we've got a big announcement. Occasionally, when you listen to This Paranormal Life, something earth-changing, something earth-shattering happens right here on the podcast. And today is one of those days. For the first time in This Paranormal Life history, we've been going for almost 4 years. And up until this day, the only way to join the commune, the only way to be part of our community, the only way to represent the community has been to join Patreon and support us for a month, and you got an exclusive t-shirt. But as of today, if you go to thisparanormallife.com, we have a web store!
Whoa! You mean I can buy merchandise for This Paranormal Life?
Nope. You can buy baby powder, syrup, and saucepans. It's kind of a build-your-own-magneto-man type situation. We want to get the evidence for this case. Of course it's merchandise, Rory. That means you can head on over to our store and get This Paranormal Life apparel.
We know that while a lot of people enjoy Patreon and the bonus episodes, it's not for everyone. Some people who love the show and tune in every week just want to be able to get their merchandise. So this is exactly what this is for. We have a range of shirts, which we will be adding to as well as the year continues, which is super exciting to be able to offer a ton of designs moving forward throughout the year.
Yeah, we have tons of ideas of designs and clothing and products that we'd like to bring you. And for today, we're launching with a couple of different designs. We've got a kind of minimal This Paranormal Life logo type shirt in a couple of different colors, and long sleeve and short sleeve. And one of our personal favorites, we've got a Chompies official t-shirt.
That's right. Everyone's favorite North Korean cereal brand is now being represented in t-shirt form. You can wake up every morning and enjoy an ice-cold, lukewarm bowl of radioactive Chompies with now a Chompies t-shirt to match. How sweet is that? It is worth noting, obviously, just because it is a Chompies-branded t-shirt, it in no way does protect you from the radioactivity that is involved in a bowl of Chompies.
Which is incredibly dangerous.
I need to make that very clear. Please do wear either some sort of biohazard suit or a Hurt Locker-esque uniform when eating your bowls of Chompies. You will get zero. The Chompy shirts actually offer less protection than a regular t-shirt does.
Because they are themselves ever so slightly radioactive. We do have to say that.
It wouldn't be true to the brand if it wasn't. So just take that into consideration.
One of the things we really like about our store is that if you head on over to thisparanormallife.com and click the store tab, or just follow the link to the store in the description of this podcast episode, you'll be taken to the storefront where you actually get to choose between our UK and Europe store or our North America and worldwide store. Because we've got listeners based all around the world, we didn't want to kind of screw any of you over in terms of crazy shipping times, crazy shipping prices, taxes and duties and things like that. So we wanted to be able to offer stores as close to where you are as possible, which means we can make sure the merchandise gets sent out to you as soon as possible at the lowest price and at the highest quality.
The products are also 100% eco-friendly. You know, a lot of products on the internet, every time you buy one, they plant a tree. Every time you buy a This Paranormal Life shirt, we kill a lumberjack. It's the same kind of thing. It's a similar kind of vibe. So every shirt bought is a lumberjack killed, I think is the slogan underneath the website. So we're doing good for the environment.
You know, we had to say the radioactive bit. They actually told us not to say that bit.
Yeah, they did. They said, probably just don't mention this. And I said, I insist that I must. So if you're a lumberjack who listens to the podcast, send me your contact info for a free shirt.
Okay, that's quite enough. So I hope you guys check it out. I hope you love it. I hope you enjoy the designs. We'd love to see what you think of it. If you pick one up, we'd love to see pictures of you guys wearing them. So check the link in the description of this podcast or head on over to thisparanormallife.com and check out the official This Paranormal Life merchandise. I should say, as a little caveat, to anyone who has supported us on Patreon and got one of our Patreon exclusive shirts, those do remain an exclusive shirt that will never be for sale on the regular store. As always, the best place to support This Paranormal Life is over in patreon.com/thisparanormallife. You guys know the drill. If you've heard this podcast before, that is the place to get ad-free, full-length, exciting investigations that are not posted anywhere else from This Paranormal Life. There is a whole back catalog of episodes available there every single month. Check it out, patreon.com/thisparanormallife. Thank you so much to Cami Toman for editing this episode and to Amy Grisdale for researching it. And that just about wraps it up for this week's episode. We will, of course, be back next Tuesday with a brand new paranormal tale. And until then, remember to live fast, investigate, and die young.
Bye-bye. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.